Chapter 3. Preparations. My alarm clock rings. I wake up. It is sunny and hot. I am happy. It is the first day of the summer holidays. I am free. I can swim or play football. Suddenly, I remember my sister and her silly husband. They want to have a pet giraffe. Today, Bill is going to the grasslands. He wants to catch a nice baby giraffe, and I am going with him. I hope he can't catch it. I look at the clock. It is 6 o'clock. My parents are at work. I get up, put on my shorts and a t-shirt. They are bright red. I don't often wear red, but today this colour can help me. Dad says giraffes can see some bright colours. I hope they can see the red colour. I put on a red cap, open the door, and go out. I run to Bill and Jill's house. When I'm at their door, Bill comes out. He's wearing a brown shirt and brown shorts. He has got a green cap on his head and green gloves on his hands. He has got a big green bag on his back. He thinks he looks like a small tree with four green leaves. "A nice tree," I say. "Where?" Bill asks. "Opposite me, of course," I say. "Aha! I'm very clever," Bill says, and smiles. Suddenly, Bill stops smiling. He's looking at my red costume. "Why are you wearing red?" he asks. "You don't look like a tree." "But I'm not a tree," I say. "I'm the red light." "What do you do when you see the red light in the street?" "I stop," Bill says. "I stop too," I say. "Everyone stops. Men and women, boys and girls, cats and dogs, and, of course, giraffes." "You are great," Bill cries, and smiles at me again.